time now for your comments. Dear Morning Edition, writes Scott Payne of Tampa, Florida, I thank you for your efforts to provide a variety of perspectives on issues, including your recent efforts regarding the subject of same-sex marriage. However, the pairing of a personal essay with a skeptical interview hardly constitutes comparable treatment. David Troutman's touching essay in favor of gay marriage was presented without critique, while the spokesperson for traditional marriage, Peter Sprigg, was compelled to make his case by answering the fair but difficult questions posed by Renee Montaigne. To be truly fair, alternative perspectives should be presented in equivalent forms. Last week, Morning Edition ran a story about whether federal judges should be allowed to sit on the board of an industry-funded environment group when those judges might have to make decisions that affect that group. The story also raised questions about such groups paying for judges to attend their seminars. In response to the report, Michael Baruti, executive vice president of the National Association of Manufacturers, writes, "When it comes to judges attending seminars by business-oriented groups desperate to tell their side of the story, I'd counter with another question. If not for such seminars, where else could judges turn for the vast amounts of information the media choose to withhold from them? Until our media choose to report the whole truth about the tremendous environmental progress America has made, attendance by judges at industry-run seminars is likely, thank goodness, to remain robust." A story about a Palestinian film festival reported that the Jenin refugee camp had been, quote, largely destroyed during an Israeli military action in 2002. But a United Nations report notes that while the center of the camp had been totally destroyed, the extent of the destruction for the camp as a whole was 10%. Renee Montaigne described the writer Robert Young Pelton as the man who broke the story on CNN of the American Taliban, John Walker Lind. But a day earlier, Newsweek's website ran a story by reporter Colin Soloway, which first made reference to an American Taliban. That story identified Lind by his Arabic name. Finally, a geography lesson from the patient residents of Oregon who have had to correct this program on a few errors in recent weeks. Chris O'Brien of the University of Oregon, which everyone now knows is in Eugene, corrects a statement made in a report about marriage licenses in Benton County. She writes, "The reporter said the next nearest courthouse was 100 miles away from Benton County's courthouse. This is not correct. Turns out you only have to drive about 10 miles to get to court in neighboring Linn County. If you want to drive a bit farther, head for the courthouse in Lane County, about 40 miles away." O'Brien adds, "I thought you would prefer to know." Well, we do. Send your comments and corrections to morning@npr.org or call the listener comment line 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.